All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 9th day of February, 2021. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. And as always, we want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, Cassiar Gold Corp., SK Mining, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp., El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Fury Gold Mines, Great Bear Resources, and Lion One Metals. I've titled today's show, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. Kevin Duffy and Dr. Quentin Henning are my guests today. Americans are losing their First Amendment rights. That has been a key to what has made this country a free and prosperous nation. But not only have we citizens been losing our ability to think and share our thoughts with others, for decades now, the monetary markets have not been free to speak as well, because the Fed, as well as other central banks around the world, have distorted the voice of markets to efficiently price capital. Because central banks have made money appear to be inexpensive, as Austrian school economists have been warning for years, capital is being allocated inefficiently with grave consequences for the economy. Not only is capital misallocated to businesses that are not profitable, but when money can be borrowed without any cost, people spend more and save less, causing a huge imbalance. We in the United States could get away with this for many decades as long as the net exporter nations continued to buy U.S. treasuries. But those days appear to be drawing to a close, so that the Fed is now caught between a rock and a hard place. In order to fund our massive deficit, the natural market solution would be to allow interest rates to rise to the equilibrium level where the market would be cleared. But that would not only throw our economy into an immediate depression, worse than that of the 1930s, but it would also cause the U.S. deficit to rise to levels that would expose our country's bankruptcy, our state of bankruptcy, I believe causing an instant dollar collapse. It seems obvious to market observers with an open mind that the Fed has only one politically viable option, and that is to hyperinflate the dollar, which is why some of the titans of American industry are now starting to buy large amounts of Bitcoin, and some who have not been totally brainwashed are also loading up on gold and silver, both of which have proven to be time-honored money for thousands of years. I will be speaking with hedge fund manager Kevin Duffy in the second half of today's show to find out how he is dealing with these troubled realities of our day. But right now, I'm really pleased to tell you that Dr. Quentin Henning is with me to give us an update on a couple of very, very, very exciting sponsors to this show, a couple of them that I just mentioned to you a moment ago. And then Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me in the second segment of this show today to talk about another sponsor, Irving Resources. But right now, I'm really thankful that he's here to talk about a couple of the others that I'm really excited about, and I know my subscribers are very excited about. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Henning.
Absolutely, Jay.
It's always good to hear your voice, especially when the things that you're talking about are doing so well on the exploration front. And one that I first learned to know you going back several years now is Novo Resources. And congratulations on that, because it looks like that company is heading towards production with perhaps within a few days from now. Can you give us the just give us a story of Novo Resources? Give us a quick review and where it's at with regard to its production plans.
Yeah, look, Novo is it's a instant success, 10 years in the making kind of story. So, I started the company at a very conceptual level that there's gold and conglomerates in the Pilbara region, and that they have value. Like there's a path to economic extraction. You know, fast forward 10 years. Here we are. We are on the precipice of going into production. Our mill is turning. We got our approvals. We announced that late last week. Our mill is now turning. We've got ore being stockpiled. That rock is now going through the mill. And in the next few days, maybe next couple of weeks, once the carbon charges and all circuits go, we should be able to pour gold. I mean, this is a momentous moment for the company. It'll demonstrate the viability of these conglomerates. It'll show people that not only Beaton's Creek and the Nulligan area there have this wonderful potential, but that we can now unlock the rest of the potential across the Pilbara. And we got the right team to do it. Look, we have the A-team. We have the single best team operating in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, because you are an exploration geologist, your forte is not production, but you certainly have brought on a very strong group of management team that's very, very strong. So my confidence level is very high. Maybe just real quickly, you said across the Pilbara, give our listeners an idea of the magnitude of this, because it is just absolutely enormous.
Yeah, look, we have about 13,500 square kilometers. As everyone knows, we have other projects, other conglomerate gold projects. Karratha is next on the queue. We're going to do the trial mining, trial processing later this year, or actually not too long from now. And we hope to dovetail that, effectively just bootstrap it straight into the production scenario at Beaton's. We think we can produce concentrate out of Karratha, ship it over to Beaton's. But that takes us to the other conglomerates. We got Virgin Creek, Contact Creek, and brand new ones that, Egina is a derivative of the conglomerate story. We have huge potential, and we're going to start unlocking these things one by one.
It's very, very exciting. Well, that's the one I know you best from, Novo Resources. But since I've learned to know you, you've also brought some others to my attention that you are involved with. SK Mining, a sponsor of this show. Talk real quickly about SK and what they have going for them.
Look, SK, we got our last drill assays from the 2020 season. Fantastic results. 35.5 meters of 10.6 gram gold equivalent. Unbelievable results for an early stage project. Basically, 18 out of 20 holes hit. I did a live broadcast for Crescat last Thursday. People can go to that and they can watch the video. And then I think we've done one too recently. So
yes, indeed.
It's an exciting story. We're gearing up our drill program for this year. 30,000 meters of drilling plan. We have lots of drilling to follow up on this exciting discovery. People ask about this Garibaldi acquisition, the shares in that. We bought Eric Sprott's shares in Garibaldi recently. You know what? We did that because we know the geology of this area very well. Our team recognizes that there are probably three anticlines hosting this precious metal-rich VMS mineralization. We wanted to maximize our footprint across the district, and this was the quickest, easiest path to do so. So we have basically a commanding position over the entire SK VMS district.
That's really exciting. And still another one is El Oro, involved in Bolivia. Really a very exciting silver story. Talk to us about that.
You know, they're drilling now. It is exciting. Every single day I get more and more excited. Look, the drilling is now deep. It's into the breccia pipes. And what we see is remarkable. Expect assays from the first deep hole back sometime within the next couple of weeks, easily. But the key watch there is size. This thing's going to grow and grow.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge, and it's a polymetallic deposit, I believe, isn't it? It's silver, but it has a lot of other things in it as well.
It does. It's got silver, but it's got lead, zinc, bismuth, indium, tin. Tin is increasingly valuable these days, and it also has gold. Okay, most of these systems do not have gold. We've got significant gold. Look at the tables, the assays in the last news release. You'll see what I mean. It's like an absolute smorgasbord of the periodic table.
Well, it's another very exciting story in the magnitude. I mean, you are known as, go big or go home. And that's your philosophy, and obviously you're involved with these as advisors to both of those companies because you really believe in the potential of the companies. And as I know, you also are very particular about the technical teams that you hook up with, and you need to have people that know what they're doing as well. So I'm really looking forward to that story, as well as the one we're going to talk to you about right after our commercial break. We do have to take a break now. But Irving Resources is another very fascinating story. It's unique as well. Almost everything that Dr. Henning does seems to have some uniqueness to it, that's for sure. And Irving is no exception. So we look forward, Dr. Henning, to have you back right after the break to talk about Irving Resources and what they're doing in Japan. Thank you. We will go to break, but we'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced-stage, road-accessible gold property with an NI 43-101-compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near-surface bulk tonnage gold deposit and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past-producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canadian exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable, high-grade gold assets across its 3.5 million-ounce portfolio. Led by a management team of proven explorers and developers, Fury aims to generate major catalysts and performance per share by advancing exploration campaigns across Canada. Fury is well-positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under Fury. To learn more, go to FuryGoldMines.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.